in between the peaks.
You got it.
Well, this is up, you know, you have, like, you had to get up there and sweep that.
Well, right on top, here'd be the comb and a half, and that matter where the water comes off,
yeah,
be the gutter.
Yeah, but I mean, I was thinking of a house smaller than, you said, the cone?
Yeah.
All right, well, say a house that has several cones. You know, I just wondered if you ever used the term valley for that, on a roof.
Well, I didn't use
Maddox brings
it off to the
garden, I reckon. Uh-huh, I see. All right, and now, what that place out there where we went and looked at the safe, that's called for what?
That's a garage.
All right, now if you had something smaller than that you put things like that in, what would you call it? Wasn't big enough for a car, let's say.
Now, the next room, we call it a smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
It's got a, you just put anything in there, tools and can of gasoline, quite a lot of anything, and a smokehouse.
I see. You have a smokehouse out there?
Yeah.
Do you ever smoke any meat out there?
No.
No, but you call it a smokehouse anyway.
I call it a smokehouse anyway. Uh-huh. We built two rooms. Place building a double garage. We just had one car and we built an extra big garage and then built two little rooms. One of them was called a woodhouse and the other was called a smokehouse. Our boys come and pull some rocks and things off the house and put one of them and it laid in there for 5 years. I hold it all fox hunting and burned it. And then the smokehouse, we never did have a piece of meat in here.
Mm-hmm. Did you build it for that purpose to smoke meat in, or did you?
We just put it in there and dry it and put it in the box and let it stay 6 weeks and then hang it up.
What do you call the largest outbuilding on a farm?
The barn.
All right. Now, what is it used for?
Hay and horses and cattle in.
Right. What do you where is the hay kept in the barn? Where was the hay kept in the barn?
Where the hay?
What part of the barn did you put the hay in?
In the loft.
Okay. And if you had a separate building for storing corn, what would that be called?
And then corn crib.
All right. And how about one? They grow any wheat around here?
Any what?
Wheat. Wheat.
No, they don't run in this side of town that I know of now. We used to raise it, big fields of it, but for the last few years, I don't believe they raised any wheat.
Well, when you raised it, where did they store it? What do you call a place where you store the wheat?
Well, we'd take a binder, we'd harvest that wheat, we'd take a thrasher, thrash it, and then we'd go to a flour mill and have it ground and have our own flour.
Mm-hmm. I see. But you never did bother storing the wheat before you had the flour mill.
Oh, yeah. We'd keep wheat. On wheat and smokehouse law.
I see.
Almost a year round and then go to mill when we run out of flour.
I see. Now, nowadays when they harvest hay, they usually bale it now.
And bale it in the field.
All right, before they baled it, what did they used to do with it?
We took pitchforks and shot the hay and then we let it stay there till it cured, and then we load it on a wagon and put it in the barn all loose.